All right, now we're talking with Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor. And, Coach, welcome back. Last week of the season already. So I know in one way it's been long, but another way, boom, there it's gone.
Well, yeah, you know, and I think the silver lining to all this is, you know, barring any unforeseen circumstances in the next 24 hours or so, we're really thankful to have gotten 7 games in.
Well, you know, you've had a very competitive season. You know, you switched to Gloucester to the South, played very well against the South opponents. You got overmatched in a game or two. But I want to go back to that Winthrop game. I didn't get a chance to talk with you last week. And the Winthrop game seemed to me like it looked really bad. It could be a blowout, and, you know, the kids might be letting up. And then all of a sudden, second half, you guys came on like gangbusters. And I know that you were proud of that performance.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's a well-coached team. It's a very talented team, gritty team, as you and I talked about, leading into the game. And, you know, all those things came true. They came out ready to play and they were fired up. We didn't start particularly well offensively or defensively and, fell behind early. You know, a couple of mental mistakes there that put us behind 14-0 before our offense had even gotten on the field. And, you know, the kids could have easily just kind of shut down, and I think that's been one of the things I've been most impressed with this group of kids that we have this year, is in circumstances where in 2019 they would have kind of, woe is me, shut it down, mailed it in, and kind of gotten steamrolled, you know, for lack of a better term. This group, and it's a lot of the same kids, that their maturity has allowed them to continue to fight and be a part of games and claw their way back, and I was just, you know, super impressed with our upperclassmen, you know, our younger kids that stepped up and played. I thought Quentin Ulrich had an absolute fantastic game. It was, every time you looked down on the field, he was making the catch, he was making a tackle, he was returning a kick, you know, and they fought back and played really well and put us in a position to have a chance to win that game.
Yeah, and from all accounts, listening to Nick Cuckoo and reading about it and stuff, it was a terrific game. And I know Coach Cadigan was proud that he was able to hang on and beat you guys. Which brings us to last week. You know, you've got Danvers coming up, and Danvers squeezed out a last-second win over Winthrop at Miller Field, which, of course, you know, it's a high on one side and a low on the other. And you guys sort of got pushed around by Peabody. And there are circumstances, Coach, in a season that people aren't aware of, and for various reasons you had to start a bunch of kids that ordinarily probably might not be starting. But I know the coaches harbor no excuses in sports, and they just don't have it. So let me ask you, how has practice gone this week?
Oh, you know, this week's been good. You know, we've got the kids that we've got, and they've been working hard. Had a really good film session on Monday with the group. And the last couple of days have been, you know, really just fine-tuning what we want to do and what we hope to accomplish with the kids that we have available to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we're going to have young kids out on the field again, and, you know, we're looking for steps and improvement from each of those individuals, and if we can get that, then that makes us better collectively as a team.
Yeah, well, the upside of that is those kids are going to get some experience now, and you guys are going to be getting back together in just a few months. So that is the upside, and they're going to remember this stuff and hopefully, you know, mature and build over the summer. You look at Danvers, Coach, and they've had some trouble scoring, but they got some big dudes on defense, and they're a stout team once again.
Absolutely. You know, Coach Nolan's a good friend of mine, and he does a fantastic job getting his group ready. You know, they got some size, they've got some talent, they've got some speed, and really what they have is they have a great football identity, and you know they know what they want to do, and they do it extremely well. And you know we're expecting a grinded out type game. We hope to keep it low scoring and give us a shot and take some chances on when we have the ball to put some points on the board.
I want to mention one thing, Dan. Going back to the Winthrop game, that I draw an analogy with Coach Cirilli's first year, when Tony was his very first varsity game as a head coach was down in Manning Field, and I can't remember if it was classical or English.
It was English. English. So I was on that staff.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. The boys got blown away in the first half. All of a sudden, in the second half, and I found this out later, Coach Searle said they weren't quite ready for the speed of the game, you know, in an actual interscholastic, competitive, meaningful game. They weren't ready for that speed. But in the second half, Gloucester played English even. And that, to me, seemed to be a real turning point for Gloucester Fishermen. You guys that year, I think, went 3-7 or something like that. But it was a hallmark of, okay, we know what we have to do now, so we have to work at it. And do I have that right? Because it seems like there's a similar thing with your boys going on right now.
No, there absolutely is, you know. And I think when you look at the two teams, Tony's first year and my first year, you know, we had a lot of young kids playing. And
yep.
When that happens, you look for building blocks and you look for small steps along the way that will ultimately lead you in the direction that you foresee your program going. And, you know, as collectively as a whole, I think this fall two wedge season, whatever you want to call it, we've had so many little things that we've done so much better than we have in years past,
mm-hmm.
or at least last year. And for us as a staff, when we were going into the year, you know, it wasn't about of course the wins are great. It's easier to watch film and be critical of a high school student when you had a W that week. But for us, it's just about not the wins and the losses, but the little things that we hope to do better. And I thought that Winthrop game, and I told Nick Kukuru and told our staff and told the team, is that was as close to my vision and our vision of Gloucester High School football that we've played in my 2 years here.
Well, Nick said he was more impressed in that loss than he was in your wins because of just what you said of the way the kids came back and played some hard-nosed football. And that's good. It's growing pains. It's climbing the ladder, getting there. You have a chance to go over 500 this season, and it's going to be a tough opponent this weekend. But so far, it's been quite a year, Dan. And I'm looking forward to maybe you know, looking back on the season next week, we can wrap this thing up and maybe make some judgments as to how August might look.
Absolutely, Rick. And, you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity tomorrow night to go down there. And I actually, you know, Nick had an interesting stat earlier in the week in the newspaper. It's the first time since 1925 Danvers and Gloucester have played a football game that's not been on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's interesting news, and we'll follow that up for sure. That's Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.